Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Before the break, we heard a Public Policy Forum analysis of the state of career and technical education in the Milwaukee area. And while nursing school does not fall exactly into the same channel as many other technical education skills, there is a similarity in its path from classroom to practice. The forum itself reported a few years ago that the state faces a looming nursing shortage due to an aging population and an aging workforce. A recent collaboration announced seeks to close that nursing gap. A $2.3 million grant from United Healthcare's United Health Foundation to Milwaukee Area Technical College stands to greatly increase MATC's ability to educate nurses. Dustin Hinton is CEO of the Wisconsin and Michigan sector for United Healthcare. Christine McGee is executive director of the MATC Foundation, and they are with us in the studio. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give us a sense of the scope of the current nursing shortage, if you can.
Well, a study by the Wisconsin Public Policy Forum back in 2014 projected a significant shortage of nurses, registered nurses in the state, and they actually called it one of the greatest workforce challenges facing the healthcare industry in this research brief. The shortage will, in fact, impact healthcare services at all levels of care. The report calls for about a 24% increase or 11,000 additional nurses in Wisconsin by the year 2020.
11,000 additional nurses, that is a substantial number.
It is. It is. We at MATC, we graduate about 140 nurses each year at this point, just to kind of put it in perspective.
Where do each of you see, I guess, where do you see MATC in alleviating the shortage, and where do you see United Healthcare in the equation?
Well, I'll start with United Healthcare. We feel that we're part of the equation. You know, the MATC certainly is, as an insurance company, as a care organization, along with the providers in the community. It's going to take all of us to solve for the nursing shortage. So, you know, we saw this as an opportunity last year when we approached MATC and asked what we could do. And we came up with a solution, so we're excited about it.
Well, right. So I guess before we get to MATC's role here, is that how the partnership was initiated?
It really was. We reached out to MATC to ask what we could do and how we could partner together, and we worked jointly to come up with a grant. And we were excited on January 26 when we could introduce the grant to the community.
Well, and so talk about where you see MATC fitting in this equation and, you know, what's why this partnership worked out so well with United Healthcare.
Sure. Well, as educators, we're devoted to addressing the workforce needs of our community. So we were very intrigued when United Health approached us and asked us, what would it take for us to graduate an additional 100 nurses each year? And we went back and kind of figured out what that would take. And it really is more than just adding more classes. It's a lot more than that. It's recruiting the students. It's making sure that we have the clinical sites in the health systems. Those are critical. And that really has been what's limited our capacity to a great extent in the past. So this really required a partnership not only with United Health Foundation from a funding standpoint, but we needed to go to the health systems in the community to say, we have this opportunity. We need your help in expanding the clinical sites so that our students, if we expand capacity of the program, have a place to get that clinical training.
What still has to happen for you to be able to increase this capacity?
Well, we have to recruit the students. So we need to recruit 100 additional students each semester into the program. That means they need to be ready to petition for the program and meet the prerequisite requirements. But again, it's going to require working closely with the health systems, all of the partners that we currently work with, to find the opportunities to expand the clinical sites. Now, they were on board from the start. As we approached them before we even submitted a grant proposal, we knew we needed to have them on board. And I think from a timing standpoint, it was really perfect timing in the sense that just about the same time we were working on this grant proposal, a new collaboration of the health systems was announced or was launched, and it's the Center for Healthcare Careers in Southeastern Wisconsin. And basically, that organization is trying to work collaboratively among the health systems as opposed to competing. So they want to address the workforce shortage that they see, they experience now, and they project as well. So from a timing standpoint, you know, it was really, it couldn't have been better to then approach them to say, we have this opportunity for funding. We need your help to create the clinical sites.
I really think that that accentuates the point that it's a community effort. This is not just MATC. It's not just money from the United Health Foundation, but it's a community effort with the provider systems. We're all acting together. We need them for the clinical opportunities once these nurses graduate to get opportunities. So it's more than just money. This is there's no single silver bullet solution.
Well, and maybe it's an obvious point, but what's in it for United Health?
You know, we're part of the equation. As I said earlier, we have over 1.5 million card-carrying members throughout the state of Wisconsin, and we're concerned about people living healthier lives. And it's not just a matter of giving coverage and paying claims. We have to do more within our community. And, you know, right now, our target is the nursing shortage.
What do we know in terms of the people who go through the nursing program at MATC, the likelihood that they're going to stay in Wisconsin?
Oh, well, the vast majority of our graduates in any of our programs stay in the southeastern part of Wisconsin. So we are confident that the vast majority of the nurses who graduate from our program are staying right here. They're getting hired.
Will you need to hire more faculty and increase classroom capacity as well?
Absolutely. In fact, that's the majority of the grant from United Health Foundation will be paying for us providing the capital we need to hire 16 additional instructors for the program, for the expansion of the program. So that is really our first step, is starting the hiring process there, because if we're going to be recruiting the additional students starting next fall, we need to have those instructors in place. So that process is already starting. We are anticipating that by the end of 2019, we will have 500 additional nursing students in the program. And we'll be, by the end of 2019, then graduating that first additional 100 nurses.
You know, the other thing I would add to that, too, is beyond financial capital, we're bringing human capital to the equation, too. So we have 7,000-plus employees here in the state of Wisconsin. Through our Optum division, we have a lot of nurse practitioners. So we can provide the human capital of mentoring for a lot of the nursing students. So we saw that at the announcement in January. We brought 50 of our nurse practitioners there to interact with the nursing students. So, you know, our employee engagement above and beyond or complements the grant that we provided as well.
And it sounds like you're not anticipating it being having too many challenges in finding students that are eager to be part of this program?
No, I think, you know, we'll be targeting a number of groups, certainly high schools. But because there's some work that has to be done by the students before they can even petition for the program, we're also going to be looking at incumbent workers. And we will be working, we already are talking with the other four-year colleges that have nursing programs to do partnerships there, where we might do, we have a 2+2 program now with UWM, but we are looking at a 1+2+1 program where if they can get their first year's worth of courses at the college or university and then come to MATC, get the 2 years of actual technical training for the program, and then go on to get the bachelor's degree. It's a win-win for everyone, really.
You actually anticipated my next question, and that is associate degree nursing is one part of the equation, but I imagine that there is a need for bachelor's and even graduate-level nurses as well.
Absolutely. The demand is higher now than ever for that four-year degree nurse. But the value that MATC provides is that we can provide those 2 years that every nurse has to have, the 2 years of training, at a lot less expense. And so for any of these students to be able to get 2 years at a much lower cost than they would at the four-year college and then still get that bachelor's degree from the four-year university or college just makes a lot of sense practically.
Milwaukee and MATC are obviously a very large part of the equation in Wisconsin, but United Health, covers people beyond just southeastern Wisconsin. Are there partnerships in other parts of the state or other parts of the region that you're pursuing?
Yeah, actually, we are. There's a future grant announcement that we're going to have at the end of this month to complement this one. But, certainly beyond Wisconsin, the United Health Foundation's focused throughout the country. Since forming in 1999, the foundation's delivered $315 million across the country to various communities, really focusing in on creating a healthier environment for our people to live.
Well, and your own responsibilities include Wisconsin and Michigan. Is Michigan dealing with a similar phenomenon?
We are. Michigan's very similar to Wisconsin. And we're anxious as there's only so much money to give out, so we're anxious to deploy what we can in Milwaukee and hopeful that other locations throughout the country will start receiving some grants as well.
It's been a couple of weeks since the announcement actually was made. I imagine things are having to move pretty quickly.
Absolutely. As I said, you know, one of the first priorities, of course, is to hire the nursing instructors. But we also, from a recruitment standpoint, want to be working with the local colleges and universities that have nursing programs to be able to identify students that we can get in next fall.
A lot of opportunities exist out there if you're interested in going to nursing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much to both of you. Best of luck in your work.
Thank you.
Dustin Hinton is CEO of the Wisconsin and Michigan sector for United Healthcare. Christine McGee is executive director of the MATC Foundation. You can find more information about the effort to expand nursing education at MATC at wuwm.com.